Welcome to the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. We've got a fast-paced hour of fishing, hunting, and conservation covering the nation and the Northwest, including 13 extra minutes of local content you'll only hear on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
It's Saturday morning, and we've got another great show for you on tap this weekend. At the bottom of the hour, we'll be talking to Billy Bowles at the Garibaldi Marina in Northwest Oregon to find out how the fishing is in Tillamook Bay and, for that matter, the crabbing, too. You'll want to stick around for the end of the program, too, as we share the latest Puget Sound area fishing report from our friends at Sportsman's Warehouse, who every week bring us our opening segment of What's Hot? And what's not, right here in the Pacific Northwest. One thing that's definitely not hot is razor clamming on the Northwest Oregon coast. Those famed Clatsop County beaches from the mouth of the Columbia south to Tillamook Head are closed for clamming until the beginning of March. The reason? The clams are just too small this year. What is hot, however, is chum salmon fishing at Hood's Port. They have arrived. 27 shore anglers were interviewed by Creel Checkers last Sunday, and you know what? They had 27 chum salmon. This fun fishery for these hard-fighting dog salmon should last at least a couple of weeks. So, if you are in the mood for a tug of war, consider a trip to Hood Canal. Checking NorthwestFisheryReports.com, poster R.M. Rauscher said he has fished Lake Sammamish a couple of times over the past week and a half and caught a lot of fish, including several measuring 15 to 18 inches, but he cautioned he had to really work for them. Rauscher found them scattered throughout the lake, and he had to change his offering up continuously to draw strikes. But if you're looking for a challenge with a potential reward of some very nice cutties, Lake Sammamish may be for you. Some other lakes to fish for trout are ones stocked recently by the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. This includes Beaver Lake in King County and Blackman's Lake in Snohomish County, both of which receive some good-sized trout on the 22nd of October. Clear and Grandy Lakes in Skagit County receive plants of pound-sized rainbows the week before that, and Lawrence Lake in Thurston County received a plant of half-pound rainbows on the 10th. All of these lakes should provide some good fishing in the week ahead if the weather cooperates, and better still, those fall stockings are going to continue until we reach a grand finale on Black Friday, which will make for a great excuse to go fishing instead of shopping the day after Thanksgiving. One more thing, we interviewed Butch Smith, the owner of Coho Charters out of Ilwaco and a member of the Orca Recovery Task Force, about those draft recommendations being made to the governor that will be of interest to you as an angler as we try to recover orca whales in Puget Sound. You can hear that conversation this weekend on our sister show, Northwestern Outdoors Radio, or online next week when we post it as a podcast. The website to hear it or to find a station near you is northwesternoutdoors.com. We'll post it on our Northwestern Outdoors Radio Facebook page as well. Finally, if you hear elk bugling in the hills, it may be elk or it may be hunters, because modern firearm season for elk opens today in western Washington, and it's been open since the 27th in eastern Washington and ends over there tomorrow. If you're heading out, here's hoping you tag a nice bull. And now you know what's hot and what's not, right here in the Pacific Northwest.
That's your first local shot of the outdoors. Now let's see what's going on across the nation.
NorthwestFishingReports.com is the Northwest's largest fishing reports website, featuring well over 50,000 fishing reports, videos, articles, and more, all 100% free. Catch more fish with Northwest Fishing Reports. Log on today.
Are you an outfitter, sporting goods retailer, boat dealer, or someone else in the outdoors industry? If you are, you know targeted advertising works best, and what would work better than advertising with America Outdoors Radio? Our hour-long show is heard throughout Seattle, Everett, and the East Side every Saturday morning, and your message will be heard there too. Better still, our rates are way more affordable than you think. Want to find out more? Contact me, John Cruz, through my website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's America Outdoors Radio, bringing you more business.
Ready for more local fishing and hunting? You got it. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. Right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Next on America Outdoors Radio, we're checking in with Billy Bowles at the Garibaldi Maria on the Tillamook Coast. Billy, welcome to the show.
Hey there.
So, Billy, let's face it. Salmon fishing has been pretty slow in Tillamook Bay during October, hasn't it?
I'm pretty sure that salmon fishing has been slow everywhere.
Well, I think you're right about that when it comes to the Northern Oregon coast. So what are anglers doing to get their fishing fix if they're not catching salmon?
Well, there's been a lot of people crabbing. The ocean is closed to crabbing at this point as of October 15th, but they are crabbing inside the bay, and that's been pretty fruitful. And then rock fishing when allowed to get out in the ocean when conditions allow and the bar is accessible to cross. And then on the inside as well, inside the bay.
Really? You know, that's interesting. So let's break this down a little bit more. I've never heard of a viable fishery inside the bay before, so tell me more about what they're catching there.
Well, what they're catching there is going to be some greenlings, probably not lingcod at this time of the year, but you would be catching also some black rockfish. You know, they're not going to be great size because they've been picked on pretty steady throughout the summer. But, you know, at low slack and at high slack, you can have some activity for some bottom fish.
When it comes to crabbing, I know the limit is 12 Dungeness crab in Oregon, which is a lot more than you get in Washington. And I've been hearing up and down the coast where it's legal to crab, it's been pretty good, like you said.
It seems to be. You know, usually this time of the year, it starts to be decent crabbing, though. For one thing, they're not getting picked on quite as steadily and as heavily by, you know, visitors, so to speak. And then as well, you know, they're full. They're nice and full because they've already molted over the summer. So this is pretty usual. The only thing that's going to mess with us with having crab plentiful in the bay, in Tillamook Bay, is if we have a lot of flooding because that fresh water tends to drive them out. They're all about the salinity.
Absolutely. And what is the favored bait for crab in the bay?
Well, of course, Garibaldi Marina's crab bait.
I love it. All right, we've got to leave it at that. But folks, if you want to plan a trip to Tillamook Bay, those salmon, they may still show up. They may just be running late. But if you can't get the salmon, there are bottom fishing opportunities outside and inside the bay. There's also great crabbing available with generous limits. The website to find out more and to plan your trip, GaribaldiMarina.com. That's GaribaldiMarina.com. Billy, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
You betcha, thanks.
Natural wonders, beaches and coves, majestic forests and scenic vistas are waiting for you at the Tillamook Coast. Lace up your hiking boots, grab your camera, and come to Northwest Oregon. Find out more at TillamookCoast.com.
Don't leave yet. We've got one more local shot of fishing and hunting to wrap up the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio.
We're checking in with Keith McDowell at the Puyallup Sportsman's Warehouse store. Keith, how are things going today?
So far, John, they're going terrific.
Well, I thought we'd share some of the results from the Coho Derby. I know checking in with the Everett Sportsman's Warehouse store, the biggest one there was 11¾ pounds. Did you beat that at the Puyallup store? Did anyone come in with a bigger fish?
We did. Our leading fish here is 12 pounds, 14 ounces.
Wow, so that is a nice Coho.
We got him beat by a pound.
Well, and folks, the biggest Coho that is caught and brought to the four Sportsman's Warehouse stores, that's netting the winner a $1,000 gift card. The biggest Coho for each store, $500 gift card. And yeah, you missed out this year, but I bet they're going to do it again next year. While we've got you on the line, Keith, how about a fishing report? Where's the fishing hot right now?
You know, I mean, there's been lots of good places to go. We've been fishing the last couple of weeks at American Lake for perch. It's been doing really well. We were out there yesterday and the day before on the water by 8 a.m., off the water by 10:30 a.m., and our best day we kept 50 perch, and God only knows how many we let go. We've been jigging quarter-ounce cast masters, either tipped with a little piece of worm or a Berkeley maggot. The fish have been located in roughly 30 to 45 feet of water, so pretty easy to find. They're schooled up into big schools, so if you can get over them, all you've got to do is anchor up there, and you should be able to fill the boat with a bunch of nice yellow perch.
Oh, and those are some tasty, tasty fish. How big are these perch on average you're catching? What was the biggest one you caught?
We actually got a 13-incher.
Nice.
Was the biggest. It was a beast. And I would say on average, 8 to 10 inches on average. We did get a few smaller ones, but those guys went back into the lake for next year.
Well, there you go, folks. 8 to 10 inch perch on average, American Lake. That should hold up for a couple more weeks, so consider heading out there. And if you want some advice on other places to fish, just go to your local Sportsman's Warehouse store, ask the fishing department staff. They'll be happy to help you, and they'll set you up with the tackle you need. Keith, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks, John. Have a great day, bud.
That's all for this week, but don't worry. We'll do it all again next Saturday morning from 7 to 8, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.